Baltimore's rushing attack, they have three running backs they're using this far.
Yeah, they've done a very good job running the football. It's the Houston zone scheme that Coach Kubiak has brought with him. It's a one cut. When I say one cut, they're going to try to stretch your front and take one cut. There's not going to be a whole lot of dancing and changing direction. They want to get north and south as fast as they can, and they've been efficient regardless of who the running back has been lining up behind the quarterback. So they also do a very good job of trying to get guys on the ground, especially on the backside.
And Steve Smith and Torrey Smith, two receivers that I guess benefiting off of the play action for them.
They are. Steve Smith's having a great year, leads their team in receptions. He's had 9 explosive plays, which leads their team as well. And a lot of it is set up because of the strong running game, the bootlegs and the waggles, and the max protection and the ball going deep are part of that offense. And Steve's playing outstanding ball. And we know what Torrey's capable of doing. He's a guy that can stretch the field very fast.
Harry's on the injury report again today.
Yes, there's one player not participating. Everyone else was out on the field. In terms of limited participation, there were, I think, 5 or 6 guys. I don't have them all to memory. But Harry was the only non-participant.
Concerned about Gary's status right now, because I think he had thought a couple weeks ago that he might be coming back.
Yeah, it's a concern. Anytime you don't have a guy that's helped you win games out there, it's a concern. He's working hard with the athletic performance guys. He's increasing his workload, and we're just hoping that that we get him back sooner than later. There's really no timetable right now in terms of when he may be back.
It's a big help for Gary in implementing a system in Baltimore been the fact that he's able to bring over Rick and able to bring over Brian Perriani and some of those guys from Houston. There's also some players, too, that he had there.
Yes, he was able to bring some guys from his offensive staff that have been doing it for a long time. So the transition has been smooth. We brought Owen Daniel in, who is a very good tight end that not only understands the blocking but also understands what has to take place in the passing game. So they've been very efficient. That game was probably the most impressive I've seen on tape this past weekend against Tampa. They really ran up some numbers very quickly.